Sheikh, let's start with Brother Maqsood's question from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He says some people go to Hajj unofficially, especially those who live in the area of Mecca. Is it permissible to perform Hajj without official permission?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabihi wa mustafa Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him, and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May the best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran, Allah the Almighty said, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. This is a divine command that mandates the performance of Hajj and Umrah, according to the opinion of the vast majority. Umrah too is mandatory. Well, Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam. We're talking about the very first Hajj, because Hajj is only mandatory upon every Muslim, male and a female, once per lifetime. Beyond the first time is considered as tatawwa, voluntary, or nawafil. That's why one has to try by every possible means to perform Hajj, if it is Hajjatul Islam or the mandatory Hajj and Umrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very easy for the believers to offer whatever He has ordained upon them. And if anything is beyond their capacity, then they're exempted. He says, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. And He says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. So it is only mandatory on those who can afford the means of the journey, physically and financially. Many people are so lucky of being in the neighborhood of Mecca or in Jeddah or nearby, where they can just slip in and perform Hajj every year. And I have no doubt this is a privilege for those who are living nearby as far as performing Umrah. But with regards to Hajj, we notice the following, that every single Muslim out of a great number that exceeds 1 billion, we're talking about 1.4 billion Muslims, would love to perform Hajj. Now the number is growing larger and larger. They say 3 and 4 million, then all of a sudden another half million would show up from the local people, which makes it very difficult and hard for those who are performing Hajj for the first time to perform the ceremonies of Hajj properly and at ease. That's why the local government and officials have set a law, which I believe is for a person who has performed Hajj once, they have to take a break for 5 years before being able to perform the next Hajj. So basically, they do not prevent or ban a person from performing the first Hajj. But they give them some time to allow others to perform Hajj as well. So this is as far as explaining the theory behind why 5 years period of time that those who have performed Hajj once, they cannot perform Hajj until 5 years will pass by. Then we'll come to explain the rulings of the Sharia concerning what if one still breaks the rules and performs Hajj. He has committed a sin, but their Hajj, if it is done and performed properly, then this Hajj is valid. Similar to, and by analogy to, if a woman performs Hajj without a mahram, she's committed a sin for traveling without a male mahram. But is the Hajj valid and will be considered as Hajjatul Islam if it is the first Hajj for her? Yes, if she does it properly and perfectly. Similarly, if someone performs Hajj from unlawful sources, his earning was from haram, we say, أجزاءه الحج. The Hajj is valid itself, but he has committed a sin of performing Hajj from an earning which is from unlawful sources. As far as the acceptance of Hajj, this is a secret between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can say for sure that my Hajj has been accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ حَجَّ فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجَعَ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّ. One who performs Hajj and avoids committing sins and sexual relations with his spouse or her spouse during Hajj and during Ihram, I mean, shall return home as the same day that he or she were born. This is a great honor for those who perform Hajj, which would invite people to come from far away and from great distances to perform Hajj and Umrah. What about those who are nearby? So I advise those who have performed Hajj already once or more than that to give a chance to those who have not performed Hajj before to perform Hajj and to comply by the law, because it regulates this process. It's similar to the traffic law. This is a man-made law, but it serves a purpose, and it is in compliance with the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to follow. So if one breaks the law, even if he's not being seen and doesn't take a traffic violation, he's still committing a sin. But this is a man-made law, but it serves a purpose, and it's not in contradiction with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. And you can still perform Umrah as many times as you can, every month, every 2 months, as long as you are local person, and Allah knows best.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.